Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangles, R&B and Classics. So we've got another season of R&B Divas LA, and we've got two new divas on the show, and I've got singer, songwriter. She's magnificent. She's got one heck of a voice. I love the neo-soul mixed in with the R&B and the jazz runs. I'm talking with the one and only Chrisette Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
So tonight, R&B Divas, L.A.
Oh, my goodness.
Are we going to see some drama or what?
You know what? Yes. You know, I didn't know it was going to happen that way, but it did.
So did you have any awkward moments, so to speak?
You know, I had a lot of them. I'm literally walking into the lives of five people that I don't know. So there were a lot of moments where I just, you know, I had to figure it out as I go. And that was probably the scariest part, was learning those things on camera.
Yeah, and sit back and just fill people out, you know, fill out what pushes their buttons or what doesn't push their buttons, right?
Yeah, and saying sorry often and forgiving often, because there were a lot of times where we all had to do both of those things.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in the church, so when you told your people that you were going to be on the reality show, what was their first reaction?
You want to know the truth? I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to know their reaction, because they would have talked me out of it.
Yeah.
They would have talked me out of it right away.
You didn't happen to lose your religion on the show, did you?
Had to
tell somebody what's really on your mind?
Well, I did tell somebody what was on my mind. I might have told everybody. I'm one of those type of people who just has to tell what's on her mind. But I didn't lose myself. I just told the truth.
Okay. R&B Divas tonight at 10 o'clock. So what are you working on now? I know you've been working on a new album.
Yeah, I'm working on a project. It's called The Limitless Opus. We record the last of it this morning, and then that comes out in September at the season finale. We put together an orchestra and horns and laid some music over it. It's a genreless piece accompanied by some dance, so I'm really excited about that.
So who are you, you know, most drawn to on the show? I mean, who did you become buds with on the show? Best
you
BFFs?
Know, I became buds with Little Mo. And really, Neela James and I had a pretty interesting and cool connection. We're both kind of soulful sisters, so we get each other.
Are there any thoughts about doing anything together, all of you on the show? Because, I mean, it's some powerful, powerful voices on that show.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that I love to do is be creative with other creatives. And so I think that we definitely should. You'll see us try to on the show, and you'll see if we fail or succeed. I think that is probably the biggest challenge with artists, is working together as artists.
Okay. Any last words you'd like to leave our Foxy listeners about R&B Divas LA premiering tonight on TV 1 at 10 o'clock?
Sure. I want everybody to come follow me on Twitter at Chrisette M and Instagram at Chrisette Michelle. And then go sign up for my new website, richhipster.biz, which launches August 11th. You'll be able to keep up with everything that I'm doing.
Are you going back on tour anytime soon? Because I know every time you come to the
Raleigh. I'm literally always on tour. I just don't stop being on the road.
Yo, every time you come to Raleigh, sister girl, I'm telling you, you turn it out. You come with it. You give your all.
It is so much love there, and I'm so grateful.
All right, Little Mo, Claudette Ortiz, Michelle A, New Divas, Leela James, and Chrisette Michelle, and of course, Shantae Moore. Tonight, R&B Divas LA. Ooh, will we see the drama tonight? You got to tune in at 10 o'clock to find out. Thank you so much, Chrisette Michelle, for taking time out of your busy schedule. God bless you. Continued success in everything that you do.
You're so welcome.